Imagine standing before a judge who slept poorly and whose favorite team just lost. Without realizing it, he sentences you to 3 years, while yesterday, an identical case received 6 months from a different judge. This isn't dystopian fiction, but the reality of what Daniel Kahneman calls noise, unwanted variability in judgments that should be identical. While we obsess over bias, systematic errors in one direction, noise, random scatter in all directions, remains largely invisible yet equally destructive. Using a shooting range metaphor, bias is like consistently missing the target in the same direction, while noise is like shots scattered randomly around the bullseye. The shocking reality? Noise pervades our most important institutions. Doctors disagree on diagnoses, asylum decisions depend on which judge you get, and insurance underwriters quote wildly different premiums for identical risks. What makes noise particularly insidious is that unlike bias, which sometimes reveals itself through patterns, noise remains invisible without deliberate measurement. And when organizations finally measure it, they're typically shocked by what they find. When executives at a major insurance company estimated employee judgment variability at around 10%, the actual results stunned them. Underwriters showed 55% median difference in premium quotes for identical risks, while claims adjusters varied by 43%. In practical terms, one underwriter might quote $9,500, while another quotes $16,700 for the exact same case. This pattern repeats across industries, with investment professionals showing 41% median noise when valuing the same stock. Organizations often minimize exposure to these disagreements. Many avoid comparing judgments to prevent conflict, like the school that stopped showing first readers' ratings of applicants because it resulted in so many disagreements. Unlike diversity in taste, this variability is entirely unwanted. Customers expect consistent judgments, not to be unknowingly entered into a lottery where outcomes depend on which professional handles their case. These errors don't cancel out, they accumulate, costing organizations billions while creating profound unfairness. When making judgments, we use our minds as measuring instruments, assigning values when sentencing criminals, pricing insurance, or diagnosing illnesses. These judgments inevitably contain noise as we selectively attend to certain details, informally integrate information without structure, and convert impressions into judgments through intuition. For example, MBA students evaluating the same CEO candidate produce success probability estimates ranging from 10% to 95%, with some focusing on his Harvard background while others on his abrasive style. Several psychological mechanisms drive this variability. We substitute difficult questions with easier ones, neglecting base rates in favor of matching candidates to our image of success. We form quick, coherent impressions that resist change. When information arrives sequentially, initial impressions color how we interpret later details. We also find patterns in randomness. Our judgments fluctuate based on irrelevant factors, mood, good moods increase stereotype use. Fatigue? Doctors prescribe more opioids late in the day. Weather? Admissions officers favor academic attributes on cloudy days. And decision sequence? Judges are 19% less likely to grant asylum after approving two previous cases. Many predictive judgments can be evaluated for accuracy, offering insights about noise. When professionals make predictions, they typically use clinical judgment, examining information holistically and intuitively. However, research consistently shows this approach performs poorly compared to simple mechanical rules or algorithms. In one study, psychologists' predictions of job performance achieved only a 0.15 correlation with actual outcomes, 55% concordance. Barely better than chance, while statistical methods using the same information achieved a 0.32 correlation, 60% concordance. This gap reveals a fundamental limitation. Humans consistently overestimate their predictive abilities, falling victim to the illusion of validity. Statistical models of individual judges consistently outperform the judges themselves. The key advantage all mechanical approaches share, from simple formulas to complex machine learning, is that they're noise-free. Remarkably, Robin Day has discovered that improper linear models with equal weights perform nearly as well as complex regression models and far better than clinical judgments. Despite overwhelming evidence of their superiority, algorithms remain underutilized due to overconfidence in human judgment, concerns about dehumanization, and fears of abdicating responsibility. How can we improve judgments and reduce noise? The authors propose decision hygiene, preventative measures that reduce error before it occurs. Like hand washing in medicine, decision hygiene prevents problems without knowing which specific errors you've prevented. First, select better judges. People who demonstrate actively open-minded thinking consistently perform better at judgment tasks. Second, sequence information properly to limit premature intuitions. Forensic examiners should analyze prints before seeing exemplars and document judgments before accessing potentially biasing context. Third, combine multiple independent judgments. Averaging 100 forecasts reduces noise by 90%. Fourth, use guidelines to decompose complex decisions into simpler judgments on predefined dimensions, as the Apgar score does by evaluating newborns on 5 key measures. Finally, implement structured interviews in hiring. Google found their recruiting interviews had zero relationship with performance until they adopted structured judgment using 3 principles: decomposition, breaking evaluation into specific components; independence, collecting information separately; and delayed holistic judgment, making final decisions only after systematically gathering all evidence. Despite the compelling case for noise reduction, many resist such efforts. Some view rules as rigid, dehumanizing, and unfair. Critics argue mechanical solutions cannot satisfy the demands of justice, and that focusing on rules reflects a fear of judging. People often demand face-to-face interaction where a human considers their unique circumstances, feeling their dignity is at stake. Clear rules that eliminate noise may also create opportunities for gaming the system. The tax code illustrates this dilemma, where eliminating all noise would enable clever taxpayers to find loopholes. Noise reduction might also dampen motivation, creativity, and engagement. People in authority resist having their discretion removed. Organizations must choose between rules, which eliminate discretion, and standards, which grant it, balancing decision costs against error costs. When agents are knowledgeable, reliable, and practice decision hygiene, standards may work well with minimal noise. Rules become necessary when agents can't be fully trusted. Taking noise seriously would transform organizations. Hospitals, courts, insurance companies, and government agencies would conduct noise audits regularly. Organizations would supplement human judgment with algorithms, break complex decisions into simpler assessments, and aggregate independent judgments before discussion. Meetings would become more structured, with outside views integrated and disagreements resolved constructively. This less noisy world would save money, improve public safety and health, increase fairness, and prevent countless errors. While noise cannot, and sometimes should not, be completely eliminated, most organizations have far more noise than they realize or would consider acceptable. The first step is recognition, understanding noise exists and measuring its magnitude. By implementing decision hygiene practices, we can create fairer, more accurate, and more consistent judgments. The next time you face an important decision, remember that the greatest threat may not be bias, but the invisible scatter of noise. And with the right practices, you can dramatically improve your judgments. Isn't it time we stopped leaving our most important decisions to chance?